You lose a lot. You lose your self-esteem. You lose respect. You lose understanding of what others around you are feeling. You get people that mock you and run you down because of that, because you're on the street. People who don't understand or don't want to understand. I was living with my daughter, my oldest daughter, who used to take all my money by force. I had no way of defending myself against her because she's bigger than me, quite strong. And it's very intimidating. It takes away something that it's very hard to get back. Your self-confidence, your esteem, your trust, everything that you've ever believed in is smashed in that one hit. I just packed whatever I could and moved out and started sleeping on the street again. It was just more comfortable to be out there and have my own money than to be threatened with violence. I tried sleeping up near Roma Street, but a young policeman said it was wise for women who were single not to sleep up there. He said sleep in the mall, and that's what I did. I slept in a doorway. I didn't have any blankets, didn't have any warm stuff. So if it got cold of a night, you froze. I've been bashed because I didn't have money. Anything that you was worth taking, they would take. And as a woman, one-on-one, I'm pretty good. I can fight my own. But when two or three men or two or three women or a group of them come up, you've got no chance in hell. Women are finding that out, like me, that they don't learn to trust. They don't learn to talk to people. We've learned to get a hard shell on us. We come very hard, very vulnerable at the same time. We become invisible so you don't even see us there. You know, we're there, but people say, are you all right? And we'll disappear. I have seen more women come out of families, right, that have gone out, they used to live with families and that, but because they've been ripped off or because they've been abused or because they can't trust, have had to live on the streets because they don't know where else to go. They've tried getting help, most likely. There's not a lot of places for more mature women. I got this, it would be 3 years this Christmas I got this. To be here and know where I've come from and still survived all of that, you can't beat that. Goodbye. I faced death and laughed him in the face. I'm not frightened of anything anymore. Once I used to hate the world, now I don't. Even though I've got mental illness and physical injuries, I'm a survivor.